Let's hear from you first. How'd it go?
I think it's a great technique to use. It's embarrassing that I didn't think about that myself.
It's fine. Most people don't. I never did when I took that training. I've been playing for 40 years. Mm-hmm. But how did it help in this case? Like, why are you so enthusiastic about it?
I mean, being deliberate. If you're having a problem with a particular part of the song, I guess a possible issue is that you're not positioning your fingers efficiently enough to make it practical to play that way.
That's exactly right.
So you figure that you change the fingers that you use, or change the direction of the picking finger, maybe?
Excellent. Excellent, that's right. Well said. How about you?
I think it's a really good drill. And I'll definitely be trying it on my own, too, just because I definitely am someone who relies on looking at the fretboard. Like, I do stare at the fretboard when I'm playing, so...
Yeah. You guys both participated in the concert, and, stage presence is not my strong suit, but, you know, most guitarists who performed were pretty much just staring right at the... And the audience could have been, you know, they could have left 40 minutes ago and we wouldn't have noticed. So it helps with that, too. Like, if you can start looking away, if you're not depending on looking so much, then you can have some communication with the audience non-verbally. Non-musically and non-verbally. So let's do a different series of a different thing to practice. All right, we did 1 minute. I think that was too short. It goes by too quick. But you guys tell me, how'd it go?
Well, I'm struggling with the timing as well as the fingering, so I was a little distracted by that. But in general, you know, I mean, same as before, just I'm not as far along on this riff than I was on the other one.
I wonder how rhythm could be impacted. I don't know the answer by the two sense training. I'm sure it can be. I just don't know how.
So I'll let you know when I keep working at it.
Yeah. How about you?
That one was much harder than the chords, I feel like. Because I already have, like, a sort of issue with playing the wrong string sometimes. So I was, like, trying to figure out which string I was playing, and I would realize I wasn't playing the right one. And then...
Okay. All right. Fine. And, yeah, and you can't use your eyes to compensate.
Yeah.
Regarding finding the right string, if you're resting something else on the wood or on the strings, like the underside of your pinky, of your picking hand, for example, then each string sort of feels differently. Like, let's close your eyes, play string 6, and just notice where the underside of your pinky, you know, lightly rests. And for me, it's like on one of the top strings. And then when you go to string 5 and play that up and down, where does that go? And when I get to string 4, I notice that, like, my hands personally, I'm in the crack between the wood and the strings. Your hand may not be like mine. And then when I get to string 3, mine goes to the wood. My pinky's now on the wood. When I go to string 2, it's also on the wood, and it goes down a little more, and then string 1. Each string should feel different. So if I call out a string number, keep your eyes closed, you're on string 1, right? Go to string 3 without looking and play that a few times. Now let's go to string 6 without looking. Yep, and now let's go to string 2. Good, nice job. Oh, you went to string 1, but that's all right. You're pretty close. And pick that a few times. Let's go to string 4. You're on 3. Good, you got it. And I hear a string 2. Let's go to string 4. You're on string 2 right now. Good, you got it. You got it.
The first one?
String 4, yeah. And now let's go to string 6. And then string 1. Great job. See, that's a prime example of how keeping your eyes closed can totally help you find the string. Right, how did the 2 minutes feel versus the 1 minute?
Better.
Why?
For me, because I'm still learning the muscle memory of how far to move my fingers and the timing. So I needed the extra time to let those settle into my nerves.
Yeah, I think 2 minutes is short. Like in the write-up that I read, it said 3 to 10 minutes.
Ten's too long.
We're just working our way up to. Yeah, I don't remember having tried it for that long. How did it feel for you?
It was better for this hand, for my picking hand, and then I realized when I opened my eyes that my hand had completely drifted like down the fretboard.
Okay, so it worked for the picking hand, but not for the fretting hand.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as you get the sound of the lick in your ear, then that will be able to inform you too. Like right now, it's a new lick for you, and you don't know what it's supposed to sound like. But as you like know the sound of it, then you'll start to hear like that's too high, or you know. So it'll come.
Mm-hmm.
So are you inclined to keep the same riff? The same exercise, you guys, and do another 2 minutes, or do you want to change it?
I don't have anything ready to go. I can think about it, though.
What do you think? Do you think we should do the same thing or different?
I'm okay with it, yeah.
I propose to do the same thing one more time for 2 minutes, and then we'll go to the next thing. All right, that was time. This is the first time we did 3 minutes instead of one or two. How did it compare, in your guys' opinion? Did it feel long?
Mm-hmm.
And did you feel like you made, progress during it more than?
Yeah, it was just, for me, I just moving on to the next thing I noticed. Like, okay, I'm getting most of the downstrokes correct, but then I'm like not pressing hard enough on the fret, and so it buzzes. So then I'm like, oh, I should adjust how close to the fret I am, or
this
something else about the sound that can be improved.
There you go, perfect.
Not necessarily noticed.
Perfect, nice job. Yeah, you're diagnosing and fixing exactly like he wrote in the write-up. Very, very good. Very good. How about you?
That was a lot better for me. My E chord was pretty much right the entire time. And then my D, I think E is a pretty easy chord anyway. But D, it was good. I was in the right spot on the fretboard, but it was like maybe a little bit muted because I was not right on the tab. Maybe I was in the middle or something.
And how did it feel for going 3 minutes as opposed to one or two?
I don't think it felt long at all. So
good, yeah. So I guess he's right. 3 to 10 minutes may not be long at all. Right, that was 4 minutes. How did that feel? That was the longest we've done yet.
My hand started getting a little tired, so not necessarily because of the 4 minutes, because they're playing the same thing for a while. So
yeah, yeah.
I noticed that things get sloppier when your body needs to take a rest, I suppose.
That could be true. And
or just, playing it too heavy.
And there's food for thought for you, which is it's possible that your hand gets tired when you're not doing technique. Like, it could be a chicken and egg thing.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to argue one way or the other, but it's possible. So that's good observation. Plus, you've been playing for an hour, but you haven't been doing that thing for a whole hour.
Right, right. So, it's just a matter of, like, diagnosing, well, why is my thumb getting sore? Why is my finger keep missing? And it could be, well, maybe I'm pressing too hard, or I'm, like, overthinking it, or I'm rushing, or whatever.
Well, two things. You do tend to pick hard, as you know. And number two, you were going faster than you were able. You were trying to push yourself too much.
Right, right.
And you could hear that it wasn't clean, I hope, right? So you could still be right. I'm not trying to refute you, but it's adding an extra dimension to the thing. All right, how about you?
It didn't go as bad as I thought it would. So.
Did not go as bad as you thought?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think the practicing definitely helped. And, like, I got used to the pattern, so.
Okay, good. And maybe it's, the repetition of it, too.
Yeah.
So now you guys have a new insight into practicing. You're not going to do it a ton.
So next time we can do it without feeling, without touching anything, and just use our ears and...
and deprive yourself of...
I'm noticing I'm not hearing anything.
Right. That's why.